Sometimes forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, we got a question here. This person says, I'm always missing trading setups like kangaroo tails or big shadows because I can't watch the charts all day. What should they do?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's basically two different ways I would approach it. So it sounds like this person's got a busy life, got a job, or whatever's going on. What I would say is, one is just switch to a time frame that you can manage. So that could be maybe the weekly or the daily or the 8-hour charts or 6-hour or 12-hour, whatever. You can come up with a routine where, you know, if you go, let's say you get up and you go to work at 6:30 in the morning, well, maybe you can get up 15 minutes earlier and scan the daily charts, right? Or or in the evening or whatever, depending on where you're at. Like, so for example, if I had a job, right, and I had a lot of things going on in my life, and I was on a netball team or a handball team or softball, and kids, I got to take the soccer, and, you know, I got to bridge on Wednesday nights or whatever, you know, and I've got my job. What I would probably do is just concentrate on the weekly and the dailies. And what I would do is do something where, like, let's say you lived in the UK. Well, in that case, you know, the candle is going to close in your evening. So if you went to bed, like if you use the 5 p.m. New York candle close, then that would be 10 p.m. your time in London. So what that would mean is that you would be able to check the charts at 10, and you would know, like seeing those charts, you would know whether or not you were going to have a trade the following day. And the same thing here in Asia, like in where I am in Australia, I know in the morning when I wake up, you know, right now, it depends on the time of year, but right now the daily candles close at 7 a.m. So I know at 7:01 a.m. whether or not I've got any daily candle setups. Now, the only thing I would say is everyone has to decide on their own whether or not this is your experience. But my experience has been that you don't want these daily candles to necessarily trigger during the Asian session. So if you live in Europe, what that means is you might flag some charts at night before you go to sleep, you know, 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. if you're in Germany or something like that. And then in the morning, get up quite early and put your order in before the London Open, right? So that would be, if I lived in Europe, that's what I would do. I'd go to bed at like 10:30 and I'd wake up quite early, you know, maybe 6:37, just to make sure that I could put my order in before the market started to take off. Because I don't want to be triggered when I'm sleeping at night in Europe during the Asian session. Same thing here in Asia. What happens is I'll flag the charts in the morning when I have a chance to take a look and see where they closed after 7 a.m. And then half of the year it's 9 a.m., but whatever, it's in the morning. And then after the Asian session's over, so in the early evening, like 4 or 5 p.m. is when I start going, okay, now I'm going to have a look and see where the Asian session took the chart, and then I'll place my order as Europe is starting to wake up. So that's one way to do it. The other thing is you could automate this. So in the, you know, I'm not super big on automation, but I think in the private forum, you can go in there and there's some people that have created these things that will flag the different patterns and things like that. And I think maybe even send you an email or whatever. I don't know. But that's another way to do it. Even if you don't have access to the forum, you can have someone ask someone to program this quite easily, and they can program big shadows or kangaroo tails or whatever, and they'll flag all of those, and they could, and it could be set up so that the EA sends an alert to your inbox, you know, when that happens. So that's another way to do it. But really, I think the simplest way is to just set up your life, if you're so busy that you have that time in the morning or in the evening, to sit down and make your trading decisions. So that's what I would recommend.
Yeah. Okay, cool. When you talk about flagging a, you know, a currency pair for to check later, is there any way that you do that in particular that might help people?
Well, all I really do, like on my charts, I have all these different currency pairs, and they're all kind of, and I'll put a video below in the show notes of this episode so you can see what I'm talking about. But basically, like in MetaTrader, which I like to use for charting, I have all these little all of my they're in a nice, tidy, neat row, like all of the charts, and you just click on it and it expands. Well, if the chart's flagged, what I do is I just pull it out a little bit. So it's kind of like having like a sticky note or something on a file, you know? So it's obvious when I open up my charts that the ones that are flagged I just pull them out a little so they're a little bit longer. It's hard to explain, but I'll show you in the video in the show notes so you can see how that works. That's what I would do. You could also just write it down on a piece of paper or you know, on an index card and put it in your pocket, and then when you come home at night or whatever, there's FX Alert or Alert FX, I think. Yeah, where you could set up a thing where let's say that the kangaroo tail on the euro on the daily euro chart, it's a bullish one, and if it goes above, 111.50, it would trigger the kangaroo tail. Well, you could set up an Alert FX, and I'll put that in the show notes too, where you can put that price in, and if the market actually goes there, it will send you an alert. Now, that might not be enough for you to take a trade. You just want to know if, you know, for example, during the Asian session, the market, you know, the market triggers the kangaroo tail, because that means you'll have to set your entry price at a different price. You know what I mean? Because you have to account for that new high or whatever. But yeah, so there's a couple ways to do it. But the way I do it is I just simply make my chart really obvious. So I pull those charts a little bit longer. So what happens is the flagged ones will stick out and be obvious, and I know that I need to click on those and see what's going on. Yeah. So hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I think it does. Thanks for the tips.
Thanks, Hugh.